Good morning. You are listening to KDRY. It's a joy to be with you by way of radio again this morning, and certainly we're thankful for this privilege to share the Word of God with you, and we do trust that we might be a blessing to you as we bring the message that the Lord's given. Before we get into the message this morning, I do want to take just a moment and give you the location of our church and our schedule of services and invite you to attend at the earliest opportunity. The Helotes Independent Baptist Church is located on the Bandera Highway, right at the north edge of Helotes. If you come out of San Antonio on Bandera Highway, you'll pass under the bridge at Route 1604. From that point, go straight ahead 3 miles on Bandera Highway. You'll find our church on the right-hand side of the road. As you turn onto the side street, which is Orange Tower, you'll meet in our parking lot. Our Sunday school is at 10 o'clock, our morning service at 11, our Sunday evening service at 7 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer meeting time is 7 o'clock. You'd be a welcome guest in any or all of these services, and we'll look forward to seeing you again at the early start of being thankful today. Yes, we have a lot to be thankful for. This is a message I shared with our church last Sunday morning. We're here at this Thanksgiving time of the year, and I am persuaded that we live in a nation that is not as thankful as it ought to be. And we as believers ought to be thankful today. I want to share with you 15 verses from the third chapter of the book of Colossians and develop a thought around the message title, Be You Thankful. Verse 1 of Colossians 3, If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. In our text, we'll notice that as a believer, risen with Christ, we have a very solemn and serious responsibility. We are to put our affection on things above and not on things of the earth. The Bible teaches that we are here for a time, and certainly we're in a world that, as John said, this world of the lust will pass away. And therefore, we're not to love this world as we would love the things of God, because the things of God are eternal. And we're to set our affection on things above, where Christ is, because we are risen with Christ. We are admonished to mortify or put to death our members upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Several things are mentioned here that we are to put to death in our lives. And then in turn, as we put some things to death and we put off some things, put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. And we're admonished to not lie one to another. We are to certainly put off the old man, and we're told here that basically there are two things. We're putting off an old man, we are putting on a new man, and we are then to live in a responsible manner before the Lord and unto the Lord as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to have charity or love as a motivating factor in our lives, and then
We are to certainly let the peace of God rule in our hearts, which we've been called to. But then, not as an afterthought, but I think as a declaration, and Paul said, and be thankful, in verse 15. Not only are we to do some things, but we better and should be thankful. All today, I hope you're risen with Christ. And if you are, be thankful. I realize that the unsaved world certainly has a difficult time being thankful. But we that are risen with Christ certainly ought to be thankful. Be ye thankful. The Apostle Paul said to the folks of Colossae, be ye thankful. And I say to you, the listening audience of KDRY this morning, be ye thankful. 3 points I'll make this morning. Why be thankful? Temporal things to be thankful for. Spiritual things to be thankful for. First of all, why be thankful? Well, we've already just passed by it in introduction, but let me go into some detail now. We ought to be thankful this morning because we were, at one time, dead to God. And I speak of that in the past, and in that sense as a past, that we were dead to God. Not necessarily we ought to just be thankful that we were dead, but that we have been brought forth from the dead, or from being dead to God. Now, every one of us that are saved have a past. Paul himself, whenever he would give his defense before Agrippa, said that there are folks present, if they'll speak, that they know my past, or how I lived in the past. They know my past life. Well, certainly that could be said of all of us this morning. Our past is back there. We have a history of being dead to God somewhere in the past. And so we ought to be thankful that with a past that Christ came, secondly, and conquered death. Oh, this morning, our Lord Jesus Christ did not come into this world to be defeated, but He came into this world to be a victor and to have victory. And He came. According to the Word of God, we find it described in this Bible that's been opened this morning, that our Lord Jesus Christ came into this world. He lived sinless. He died literally vicariously in our place on the cross. He was then taken down from that cross and laid in the grave. And on the third day, we find the angels at the tomb as the women came and then Peter and John came. And the angel said, He is not here. He is risen, as He said. Death could not hold Him because He is conqueror. He is victor. We as believers today, we will have to, if time continues to elapse, die a natural death or the physical death. But it's really not death. The Bible speaks of it as a sleep, because Christ came to conquer and did conquer death. So we need to be thankful for that. And then, as we think in the third place, why be thankful? We have now, with a past, dead to God, now made alive to God. Oh, the great joy and the privilege of being alive or God conscious today, able to walk with Him, alive with God. Oh, this morning, to have been brought forth from the dead. We find some experiences of being raised from the dead in the New Testament. There was Jairus' daughter. There was the son of the widow of Nain. There was Lazarus. These are New Testament examples. If you go back into the Old Testament, Elijah raised a restored life to a young man. But certainly we see then the glorious privilege of being made alive to God. Just as surely as those were physically dead and restored to life, so we were spiritually dead, now made alive to God. Oh, this morning we ought to be thankful that we've been made alive to God and that Christ's blood does avail. Christ's blood does avail. The songwriter said, what can wash away my sin? Then he answers, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This morning, there is nothing that will take away sin but the blood of Jesus Christ. We might try as we might extend our best effort We might expend ourselves, but we cannot prevail. Christ's blood avails for me. We very well ought to be thankful because Christ's blood has availed in our behalf. Then we ought to be thankful this morning because when He appears, we will be like Him. And I think about it, and as I shared this with the church last Sunday, there's sometimes experience of going to the elderly that are in a very difficult condition physically. Short of breath, weak of body, just some tough days. But all we can always say with thankfulness, one day it will be different. For when He appears, the Bible said we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. This morning we ought to be thankful because there is a promise of a glorious future. And then I think, finally, as we answer the question of why be thankful, we have been made the children of God. Now, I have a physical existence. I had an earthly father. Have one, actually. He's just on the other side now. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Same is true of my mother. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. And I was their child and am their child. But this morning I say with boldness and with confidence and with a thankful heart, I have been made a child of God. That's why we ought to be thankful. We have been made a child of God. We have been brought forth from darkness to light, from death to life. We've been made alive to God today, in and through Jesus Christ. Why be thankful? Well, we see six reasons why we ought to be thankful. Now, I want to turn to my second major heading, and that is temporal things to be thankful for. I separate them into these categories because there are some differences. But understand that in the realm of the temporal, it does have to reach over into the spiritual. The spiritual will deal in the realm of the temporal or the physical. But for the sake of our message this morning, I want to separate the two and speak to you, first of all, about temporal things to be thankful for. Paul said, be thankful, then certainly there's reason to be thankful. Temporal things, first of all, to be thankful for. I'm thankful, and I trust you are, that God knows and sees our every need. This is a precious truth and a real promise to the child of God, that God knows our need even before we ask. God knows and sees our need. Rest assured, saint of God, that there will nothing overtake you in life that will surprise the Lord Jesus Christ, for He knows and He sees all things, every need that you have. God sees that, He knows that, and certainly He can do far more than we could ever ask or think. And so I say in the temporal realm, just in the physical realm today, we ought to be thankful that God sees and knows and sees our every need. And then, secondly, as we think about temporal blessings to be thankful for, the disciples on an occasion asked the Lord, "Lord, teach us to pray." But you know the story as well as I do. I trust that the Lord said to them, "You pray after this manner." And one of the petitions that He allowed was, "Give us this day our daily bread." Israel of old wandered out in the wilderness after they left Egypt. They were hungry, and God gave them manna, food from heaven, if you please, in that sense, like coriander seed, according to the Word of God. Had a unique and a distinct taste. And they were commanded of God to go out each day to gather their sufficient measure for that day, not to take too much. You could not set it up and keep it for another day, but we could have it that day. Well, the Bible teaches that we can ask God for our daily bread. What we have need of today, we can ask God for it. Oh, do you realize how precious that is, to know that God knows and sees our every need? Now we can ask for daily bread. He knows we have need of daily bread, therefore He offers us the privilege of asking for daily bread, and we ought to be thankful in this realm for the privilege of being able to pray and petition God's throne for the needs of our lives. We ought to be thankful there's a Holy Spirit abiding within us that can take our prayer and perfect it such that the Father will accept it. We can ask for daily bread. Then in the third place, as we think about temporal things to be thankful for, we ought to be thankful for the measure of health we enjoy. Now, I've enjoyed relatively good health in my lifetime. It injured a couple, three times, fairly seriously. But by and large, overall, I can say the Lord has been good to me. I have enjoyed good health. The measure of health we enjoy, we ought to be thankful for it. If you have good eyesight today, be thankful. If you have lungs to breathe, be thankful. If you have mental faculties to be able to think and rationalize, be thankful. Be thankful for the measure of health that we enjoy. Being thankful for that time, that privilege that God has given us to enjoy good health and to live here rather stable in this life. Then we ought to be thankful in the temporal realm for a family to enjoy. I have two sons. I have four grandchildren. I have a wife. I have a mother and father that are already on the other side. They're absent from the body to be present with the Lord. But my family, I have to think about my family, my brother, my sisters. I'm thankful for a family to enjoy and family to enjoy. Especially around this Thanksgiving season, it is a good time for the family to get together and sit around the table and give thanks for a family to enjoy. And then we ought to be thankful in the temporal realm for friends to encourage us. It's not unbelievable to think that we can be discouraged, that we can have times of difficulty in our lives when we'll need that friend. Of course, it sticks closer than a brother. None other than Jesus Christ. But then, the Bible also said, a friend loveth at all times. Be thankful for friends to encourage us, that will stand by us in spite of us. Even though they might know all about us, they still love us. Friends to encourage us. We ought to be thankful for friends today to encourage us. And then we certainly ought to be thankful for the time that God has given to us, the measure of time, the seconds, the minutes, the hours, the days, the weeks, the months, the years. The time that God has allotted to us, we ought to be thankful. Thankful for time given to us. And then I think about what Paul said to the Athenians on Mars Hill about God as he unfolded or made known to them the unknown God. He said, in him we live and move and have our being. We ought to be thankful in the temporal realm today that we've been made as we are a human being. There are varied animals today that they have being. A dog has the nature of a dog, he has being. Bear has the nature of a bear, he has being. We think on down the line of each animal. They have being as they are, but God made us man. Amen. And certainly then a woman to accompany and to be the helpmeet to the man. But we ought to be thankful that we have being today. We could just be hanging out in oblivion, but here we are, a human being, able to address God, to serve God, to be thankful this morning. We ought to be thankful for temporal things. And then I certainly want to speak to you this morning in the third major division, spiritual things to be thankful for. Paul said, and be ye thankful. Therefore, we need to be thankful for the spiritual things that come our way. First of all, there is a new birth. Literally a birth from God, a birth from above. We ought to be thankful that we're not left as we were, but we were given a new birth. There came that time in our lives that the Holy Spirit of God worked. He brought us to that place of repentance and faith, and we were allowed the grace to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We have experienced a new birth today. That is a spiritual blessing, certainly to be thankful for. And then as we think about spiritual things to be thankful for, secondly, there is the privilege of Bible study. Paul admonished Timothy to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. All the glorious privilege of Bible study today, the benefit of that privilege of studying the Word of God. We ought to be thankful for the privilege of Bible study today. A lot of nations on the face of this earth do not have one verse of the Bible translated into their language. And yet here we are as English-speaking people with a full Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, every book that fits the criteria of being inspired, we have today to study and to enjoy. So we ought to be thankful in the spiritual realm for the privilege of Bible study. I'm thankful that I know more about the Lord today than I knew yesterday. And I hope to know more tomorrow than I know today. But we ought to be thankful for the privilege of Bible study. Then we ought to be thankful in the spiritual realm for the privilege of communion with God. Two areas I'll mention here as far as communing with God. One is in prayer. Communing with God in prayer. In this we are, by and large, just conversing or talking to God. And that is a privilege of communing with God in prayer. We study and present ourselves. Certainly, we ought to be thankful for the Bible study, but then we ought to be thankful for the privilege of communing with God. We think about the opportunity of communing. There's the opportunity of prayer. Commune with God in prayer. Petition the throne of grace. Then also there is this art of meditation, the privilege of communing with God. As we literally on our bed at night, everybody else in the house asleep, we're able to let our minds search through the things that we have been taught, and we remember the Lord. We meditate upon Him. And certainly I say to you this morning, there is the privilege of communing with God. And then in the spiritual realm, there is the benefit of church membership. Oh, to be a member of a Bible-believing church, under the ministry of a Bible-believing pastor, under the ministry of godly teachers as they share the Word of God with us, the benefit of being a member of a good Bible-believing church. Let me just say that if you're a member of a church and you can't be thankful for the benefit of a church membership, then I say find a church that you can be thankful for. Because it is a great privilege today, and there is a great benefit to being a member of a Bible-believing church. And then, as we think about spiritual things to be thankful for, there is the presence of God's Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit. Oh, today to be privileged to have the indwelling person of the Holy Spirit. And He takes up His abode in our lives, and we literally, day by day, can be directed by Him, even the Spirit of the Lord. The presence of God's Holy Spirit, we ought to be thankful for it. And then we ought to be thankful for the assurance of acceptance with God, just to know that we're saved. Not just talking about maybe thinking we're saved or guessing whether or not we're saved, but the assurance of knowing that we have been accepted of God. We read in the book of 1 John, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." The assurance of acceptance with God. Not only did He offer us the opportunity of calling upon His name, but we can know that we're saved, even in this life. The assurance of salvation. Oh, we ought to be thankful in the spiritual realm. For the thankful. Be thankful for the privilege of knowing that we are saved by God's grace today. And then we think about the matter of the hope of a soon coming Lord Jesus Christ. A soon coming Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we understand our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross some 2,000 years ago. But as He ascended in that day, He also promised to come again. The angels again said to the disciples standing around them, Acts chapter 1, "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen Him go into heaven." What a privilege of having a hope of a soon coming Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I want to draw a conclusion here, and then we'll turn to the announcer and allow him the privilege to tell you about our church and our services. Our conclusion is, if you're not risen with Christ, it's very difficult to be thankful. If you're not saved, this morning, turn to Christ in repentance and embrace Him in faith. For the Bible said, to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Jesus Christ will soon come again. Oh, this morning, can you say with all honesty, I'm risen with Christ, my life is hid with Christ in God? If you can this morning, be thankful. Be ye thankful. Well, it's sure good to be with you by way of radio. Now, here's the announcer, and he'll share with you about our church and our services.